The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, so obviously we're on the floor of San Diego Comic-Con, and no comic convention, or basically no moment of our show is truly complete if we're not talking to Barbara from Fan Base Press. Oh my God, how are you doing? It was so good to see you.
I'm better because you guys are here. Awesome. So I'm happy now.
I'm sorry that we're lowering the rent of your space immediately through our jerkery, but we have to talk about this right now. Yes. You just told me a story. I'm going to make you tell it again in a second.
I will.
But I'm going to preface it with, last year, Juan and I went to Colorado Springs Comic Con,
yes,
which was randomly held in a shopping mall, okay? Which was dope because there's an Auntie Annie's, and for lunch every single day we had pretzels. It was the absolute best. Why am I telling that story? Well, let's find out.
Well, also this year, my husband and I and partner of Fanbase Press, Bryant, went to Phoenix Fan Fusion, as it is now termed. And they happen to have a Chiba Hut, which for those who are unfamiliar is a wonderful sandwich shop.
Yes.
With just the most delightful and delicious sandwiches I've ever had in my entire life. Every night and once, twice in one day, we ate at Chiba Hut because it's so phenomenal and you have to eat like every sandwich. It's just so good.
So, Auntie Annie's, Chiba Hut, please sponsor Thinking Outside the Long Box and Fan Base Press. So obviously you guys have a crazy schedule this year. You guys have so many panels going on, so much stuff. What are some of the things that, you know, this might not get out by the time San Diego's over, but what are some of the things that you guys did this year?
Absolutely. So as always, we have Quince, which is about a teenager who gets superpowers on her quinceañera, but she only has them for 1 year. That is still available. We did a second printing of the book after its Eisner nomination. But new this year, we have the trade paperback of the sequels, which is the four-issue story of, if you remember the Spielberg-esque 80s movies, like Flight of the Navigator, E.T. from Elliot from E.T. It's been a long day.
E.T. from Elliot.
So what happens to these kids 30 years later? They kind of peaked at 12, so where do you go from there? So in our story, a mysterious figure brings them all back together for one last adventure, one last sequel, and we talk in it a lot about the theme of nostalgia, how it can be very fun and positive in your life, but sometimes you can hold on to it a little too strongly.
Right. By the way, I dress, I would assume that I'm holding on to nostalgia way too strongly. But I don't care. I work a job where it doesn't matter. So, you know, obviously you guys are constantly coming out with new stuff. There's all sorts of things that, you know, we get excited about because you share it with us and we get super stoked about it. You guys have been kind of a part of our show for a very long time. What are the kind of things that we can look forward to you sharing with us in the future?
Oh my, spoiler alert. So next year will be, and this is I think the first time we're talking about it on air, but next year will be our 10th anniversary for Fanbase Press.
Oh, wow.
I won't go into details, but I will tell your listeners to stay tuned for this October.
Okay.
Because we've got some pretty big exciting news coming out. So all I'll say is stay tuned.
I am on pins and needles already. I'm so excited. I love Margins. Sequels was great. Juan is a massive Possums versus Penguins fan, which admittedly has no right to be as amazing as it is. When we're doing interviews with you guys, you know, you always send us the writer, the artist, everybody. What does it take to like just get that word out there? Like, what kind of work are you guys putting in? Not just reaching out to us, obviously, but just day to day.
Sure. Yeah. Well, a lot of it is really trying to honor the story of the creators. They put so much of their time, effort, and blood, sweat, and tears into creating their work that we just want to do our due diligence. So it can be reaching out to media like yourself. It can be doing social media online. It can be coming to conventions and talking to people one-on-one about the story, the themes. So it's really just pounding the pavement like a lot of other independent creators and doing your best to spread the word about this amazing story.
That's awesome. Your passion for like the medium of comic books, like shows and everything you do. Like, you're always an absolute pleasure to have on the show. Like, anybody you send us, like, you know, sometimes we get interviews where I have a hard time getting people to come out of their shell, and that you guys are partnering with like amazing people, and it's really awesome to see that come through. Oh, there's your worst half.
Yeah.
So before I let you go, can you tell our fans who, for some unfathomable reason, haven't heard yet, how can they find Fanbase Press?
Absolutely. You can go to fanbasepress.com. We're on all of the social medias, everything except MySpace. I do apologize, MySpace. but yes, we're out there. You can't miss us.
Oh, man. Please go open a MySpace account immediately. Well, thank you so much for being on the show again. We love you guys. Like, everything you do is like top notch in a way that I don't think a lot of small presses pull off. So thank you very much for your time again.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Of course.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.